And of course, if it was quilted, then it was called a quilt, but it might also be called a coverlet if it were used on top. You know, in other words, if instead of just as something like a blanket to keep you warmer. Mm-hmm. But a spread might be woven, but I really think maybe it's perhaps a more modern term, but I always call everything a bedspread. Now, mm-hmm. when I go over to the French Trading Post or an Ice 1845 Museum, I talk about the coverlets. Mm-hmm. Because it's an old-fashioned word, and it goes with those nice old double-woven coverlets that they mm-hmm. have there.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
No.
Did you ever hear of a bolster?
Oh, yes. And bolsters might either be of one very long one, or they might be rolled up. Mostly, I think I'm in terms of rolled up, you know, a very tight, long, round thing, and the bolster is behind. Mm-hmm. Or might be put on instead of pillows. And mm-hmm. some are made so that they're an open case that you can stuff the pillows in, and they make one long, round bolster.
Mm-hmm. You say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed.
It went all the way across.
Do you ever hear people say clean across or plumb across?
Oh, yes. That's a good... Go clean across town or go...
Uh-huh.
He threw that plumb across the river or street or something, but I don't believe I'd have used it, but yes, I've heard it many mm-hmm. times. It's really in common usage.
Say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a...
In the old days, they would have made pallets. Nowadays, we get, you know, a rollaway or something, mm-hmm. or we borrow one. But they would have made pallets on the floor. And a pallet, sometimes... They had a rollaway bed in the old days, you know, that came out mm-hmm. from under the bed, but the pallet would be generally made up of something like quilts.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Or
fertile.
What different kinds of land are there around here?
Well, you have the swamp land that a lot of which has been drained and turned into production of rice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have... you know, we have a lot of different kinds of soils in this part of the country. And just north of here, you're going to get into a hilly and sandier country.
Mm-hmm.
And then south of here, you're going to get into real swamps. And then you have your forest land. And then you have what's good pasture land. In fact, even the Spaniards, when they gave the grants, would say it had so many, they really didn't call it acres, but veras and what have you, woodland, and so many of arable ground, and so many mm-hmm. of swamp ground. And so we have what we call prairies here, and that's largely your cattle area, some of which mm-hmm. has now been turned into rice farming. And then you'll have really farmland, black land.
What would you call land that's used just for raising hay?
Just for raising hay? Probably just pasture land.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called a meadow?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What would be the difference between a meadow and a prairie?
Well, the prairie is a little bit different from the meadow, I think. I think of a meadow as being something that has been put under production by the efforts of man. The prairie just grows there and mm-hmm. always has. The prairie is more natural grasses, uh-huh. and perhaps no work has been done on most of the prairie.
Mm-hmm. And the land next to a river or a stream, kind of low
area. Bottom land.
Okay. And a sort of a swampy area next to the sea, salt water.
We call this a sea rim marsh down here.
You call it a what?
Sea rim marsh.
Mm-hmm.
We call it the marsh.
And if you were draining a swamp, what would you call the things that you dig to drain the water off?
Ditches, canals.
Okay. What's the
depending on the size.
Which is bigger?
The canal would be larger and probably done by machinery.
Uh-huh. And
nowadays.